This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is the Radio.com Sports Insider covering the NFL. Got a new podcast out there on Radio.com as well, Football Insiders Offseason Edition. Of course, you can catch him on the NFL Network as well. And follow him on Twitter and Instagram, at BaldyNFL. Joining us for a few minutes on the show to talk some NFL, Brian Baldinger, here on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. Brian, it's great to have you on the show. Gerald McCoy's out there on the open market. If you were the Houston Texans, would you make a run at Gerald McCoy?
Yeah. I mean, I think if I was any of the 31 other teams, Gerald McCoy is a great guy. He's been a good player. He's been a healthy player and a productive player. I think there should be a great deal of demand for him right now.
You think he'll get that $13 million that he would have been paid had he stayed in Tampa?
I don't know if that's out there for him. I mean, a lot of the money is gone right now, you know, after free agency. I mean, this is sort of the third level of free agency right now, going from, you know, back in March. So I would say that those days might be over, but, I mean, there are incentives that can be reached. He could play on a one-year deal to prove himself. I mean, there's different ways to kind of structure it. But I don't know that there's $13 million out there waiting for him right now, and that was the big issue in Tampa.
Yeah, no question about that. Brian Baldinger joining us on the Triple Threat here on Sports Radio 610. Brian, you from watching your breakdowns on Twitter during the year, which are outstanding, by the way, I know that you have had at least a few breakdowns of Jadeveon Clowney's impact for the Houston Texans this past season. He, of course, is on the franchise tag right now. He has not signed his tender. He was not at OTAs today. I wouldn't expect him to be there until at least training camp, if not a little bit later than that. What are your thoughts on the handling of Jadeveon Clowney by the Houston Texans right now?
Well, it's a little mystifying. I mean, I don't know why in the world they wouldn't try to lock him up. Now, I understand it's going to be a fat contract, and they pay JJ and, you know, a couple other guys on that team. But I would want him to be a core member of the team. And, you know, you just don't want to let it get too far away. I mean, this is a guy that I thought – through at least the midpoint of the season and maybe even through two-thirds of the season, I mean, I thought he was a strong candidate to be the defensive player of the year. I mean, since his first 2 years when he was injured a lot, missed a lot of games, he's been an outstanding player. And I think Romeo really knows how to use him, and he gives him a great deal of, you know, freelance ability to just be, you know, a disruptive force on just about any given play. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly how all the contracts work in each place and what they're looking to do and how they sort of prorate the deals over a number of years. But, you know, they've proven, you know, guys have proven that franchise tags are not the answer for guys. It's not going to make them happy because they're going to miss out on the upfront money, which everybody's looking for.
So here in Houston, the conversation this entire offseason has been about doing a better job protecting Deshaun Watson. And I think we can all agree that grading a draft class in April is a pretty perilous thing. But most of the grades on draft classes were not very kind to the Texans as far as what they did. And essentially what they did was bring in a couple of tackles from Alabama State and Northern Illinois, and the hope is that they'll be anchors on this line for years to come. That, the Matt Khalil signing, do you think they did enough O-line-wise this offseason?
Well, I mean, I think if they had targeted Andre Dillard with that first pick and Philadelphia leapfrogged him, I think there would be disappointment in that building. If that's the case, I mean, I don't know that, but that's certainly what it looked like from Philadelphia's standpoint, is they got the guy maybe that Houston had targeted. However, I was a big fan of both Titus Howard and Mack Sharping. If you watch Mack Sharping against Brian Burns, you know, when they played Florida State, I mean, he shut him out. He had a great game against him. Look, I mean, the Indianapolis Colts proved last year that you can start two rookies on a line and get better. And so they have to get better at the tackle position. There's no question about it. Now, whether Max and Titus are those guys that can step in there and upgrade, I don't expect them to upgrade as much as Indianapolis did because, I mean, Quentin Nelson wasn't in this draft. But if they upgrade, you know, the tackle position, then they have done enough. Whether, regardless of what combination of players are at that position, if it's two rookies and a veteran or the veteran and a rookie, I mean, if they improve that position on both cases, because I think they had to do it on both tackles, then I think they've done enough.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network analyst, joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram, at BaldyNFL. Brian, just sticking with the Texans another second here. Last year, the two best quarterbacks they played were Andrew Luck and Tom Brady, and then there was a decent drop-off after that in terms of the quality of opposing quarterbacks. This year, not only do they play both of those guys again, but Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, Patrick Mahomes, on and on, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, these guys are all on the schedule next year. Are the Texans ready for the QB schedule that they're going to be playing in 2019?
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe Lonnie Johnson, comes in and he becomes, a star at one corner. Pass rush always is the equalizer with all these guys. I mean, whether it's Brees or Brady or, Andrew Luck. I mean, if they're throwing and they're getting hit and they're getting hit early, then all these guys, their production drops. And so, I think this whole team is built around what they're doing up front with J.J. and with Jadeveon Clowney and the way they've kind of stocked the middle right there. So, drafting Charles Omenihu or whatever, I mean, that pass rush is the equalizer here. So are they ready for it? Well, you saw what happened to Phillip Rivers in a playoff loss to the Patriots. I mean, he was so frustrated he couldn't get the ball out of his hands. He was throwing the ball away seven different times against the Patriots and falling down 35-7 in the first half. It's the equalizer, and it does not matter what the name of the back of the jersey is.
Texans won the division, of course, but it feels like the Colts are the team to beat, especially after what they did to the Texans in that playoff game. This kind of feels like Act 2 for Andrew Luck in Indianapolis. How significant has that turn, the corner that they've turned, in your opinion, as a franchise been, and how dangerous do you think they are?
Oh, I think it's significant, and I think it's real. I mean, they went five straight weeks without giving up a sack to Andrew Luck. I mean, the protection was unbelievable. I mean, they came out of a 1-5 hole. Now, they get in a 1-5 hole this year. I don't think they will. But, I mean, if they do, I mean, it's going to be – that's hard to duplicate. Only two other teams have ever done it. Look, it's going to be a good division all the way around. I don't know that you'd crown anybody right now on May 21st. I don't know that anybody's looking to, but I'm anxious to see what Nick Foles does in Jacksonville right there. I'm looking to see, the additions that Tennessee has made. I mean, I think the division's wide open. But if you win the division, you're going to get a home playoff game. You got to win that game. You can't fall down 21-0 to the Indianapolis Colts like they did in the first half last year. That's where this is right now. I mean, you just got to play really well at home if you get a home playoff game. But, I would say that the Texans are right there, and I don't know that Indianapolis is that much better. They had a great rookie class last year, and the quarterback got super hot. But the division has gotten better all the way around, and so it's not going to be – I don't think anybody can run away with it.
Brian Baldinger, Radio.com Sports Insider. Make sure you check out his new podcast on Radio.com. It's Football Insiders Offseason Edition. How's that podcast going for you, Baldy?
It's been good. I mean, I think everybody wants to see how they did in the offseason. And we kind of went around the AFC and the NFC. And it was a good summation of what has happened all the way through the draft. And now that we get into OTAs and all that kind of stuff, all these teams get to see what their new parts look like and the additions. And every team sort of has to start from square one. And so we kind of did the summation on most of the 32 teams and teams that have really improved a great deal, I think, over the last 3 months.
It's a great offseason breakdown. You can get it today, radio.com, and on the radio.com app. And, of course, you can get him on Twitter and Instagram, at BaldyNFL, and on the NFL Network. Brian Baldinger joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Brian, really appreciate it. Hope to do it again with you soon. Thanks a lot for the time.
All right, my pleasure, guys. Take care. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Brian Baldinger joining us on the Buyer's Barricades Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.